नमो ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य शील प्रभुपाद की ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 8 द कैरेक्टर ऑफ महाराज भरत टेक्स्ट 16। Since this is in a prose form, I'll just read it through. Api bata savai kripana ena baloka mrita harini suto aho mama narjasya shathakirata matera krita sukritasya krita visrambhya आत्म प्रत्ययेन तद विगनयन सुजन इवागमिष्यति। अपि अपि इंडीड बत अलास सह दैट काफ वै सर्टेनली कृपनः अग्रीव्ड एन बालक द डियर चाइल्ड मृत हरिणी सूत द कैफ ऑफ द डेड डो अहो ओ मम ऑफ मी अनार्यस्य ऑफ द मोस्ट इल बिहेव्ड शठ ऑफ अ चीटर Kirata, or of an uncivilized aborigine, Matehe, whose mind is that, Akrita Sukratasya, who has no pious activities, Krita Visrambaha, putting all faith, Atma Pratyena, by assuming me to be like himself, tat avigannayam, without thinking of all these things, sujana iva, like a perfect gentle person, agamishyati, will he again return? Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Bharat Maharaj would think, alas, the deer is now helpless. I am now very unfortunate, and my mind is like a cunning hunter, for it is always filled with cheating propensities and cruelty. The deer has put its faith in me, just as a good man who has a natural interest in good behavior forgets the misbehavior of a cunning friend and puts his faith in him. Although I have proved faithless, will this deer return and place its faith in me? Please repeat after me. Bharat Maharaj would think, alas, the deer is now helpless. I am now very unfortunate. And my mind is like a cunning hunter. For it is always filled with cheating propensities and cruelty. The deer has put its faith in me. Just as a good man who has a natural interest in good behavior forgets the misbehavior of a cunning friend and puts his faith in him. Although I have proved faithless, will this deer return and place its faith in me? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bharat Maharaj was very noble and exalted, and therefore when the deer was absent from him, he thought himself unworthy to give it protection. Due to his attachment for the animal, he thought that the animal was as noble and exalted as he himself was. According to the logic of Atmavat Mannate Jagat, everyone thinks of others according to his own position. Therefore Maharaj Bharat felt that the deer had left him due to his negligence, and that due to the animal's noble heart, it would again return. Api vata savai kripana ena balaka mrita harini sutaho mamanarjasya shath kirata matera krita sukritasya krita visrambha atma pratyena tad abhiganayan sujana ivagamishyati. Bharat Maharaj would think, alas, the deer is now helpless. I am now very unfortunate, and my mind is like a cunning hunter, for it is always filled with cheating propensities and cruelty. The deer has put its faith in me, just as a good man who has a natural interest in good behavior forgets the misbehavior of a cunning friend and puts his faith in him. Although I have proved faithless, will this deer return and place its faith in me? Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Nitam Twang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Nitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanang Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, द कैरेक्टर ऑफ भरत महाराज। Bharat Maharaj was not only a king, but he was the king of the entire earth planet. And not only he was the king of the entire earth planet, his kingdom actually included also the ocean, not only the land part, but even the oceans were within his domain. Entire earth globe was under his control. Extremely powerful personality. And hailed from a very exalted parentage. The son of an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhdev. And he was the eldest, and nine of his brothers became self-realized souls, Navajogendras. So such an exalted personality hailing from such an illustrious family line. And at some point, after ruling his kingdom for a considerable period of time, he decided to retire. He realized that ruling over the kingdom, enjoying the comforts of the palace and his kingdom, was not the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is to re-establish one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now this is an unique condition of India. This is unique to India only, Bharatvarsha, which actually means the land where Vedic culture is practiced. It's only in that part of this world this kind of behavior is perceived. Nowhere else in this world we don't see things like this. A king has given up his kingdom. We have seen in many places, in order to get the kingdom, they have killed their father, killed their brothers, or imprison their father and kill their brothers, got rid of their entire family members. They have done that. But in India we find just an opposite culture. That the king has given up his kingdom in order for spiritual advancement, in order for spiritual development. And this was possible because they knew that the ultimate goal of life is to make spiritual advancement. Materialistic enjoyment, sense gratification, can never be the ultimate object of life. When one is situated in proper knowledge, then only he can understand that. And that is available only, this knowledge is available only in the Vedic culture. Since the Vedic culture is a perfect spiritual culture, this understanding is prevalent there. Not only Bharat Maharaj, we have seen so many kings. Practically, all the kings in India used to do that. They would rule over the kingdom. When they would rule over the kingdom, they were extremely powerful. Extremely powerful and extremely honorable, noble. just. But then at some point in their life, they left everything. Yudhishthira Maharaj did that. When he got to know that Krishna left the planet, just left his kingdom. Okay, Krishna left, so was the point in staying in this planet any longer? And although he also was the ruler of the entire earth planet, he gave up his kingdom and went out to Mahaprasthan, the final departure. Rishabhdev also did that. He was also a king, gave up his kingdom. He called his 100 sons, gave them a wonderful advice, then he left. And Bharat Maharaj went to the bank of the river Gandaki. Gandaki is the river where Shaligram is found. And so he went to the bank of the river, left everything behind, palace, kingdom, family consisting of so many illustrious sons, his army, did not take anything with him. Just left home and walked away from everything. And that is the Vedic culture again. The four varnas and four ashrams, four stages of life. Especially the higher classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, would follow these four ashrams. First is student life, then household life, and then retired life. And when they retired, they left everything behind. As a brahmachari, as a student, they would get the training how to cultivate spiritual life, how to become situated in transcendence. Brahman acharati, brahma acharati iti brahmachari. He would learn how to become aware of the spiritual reality. Material, matter and spirit are existing side by side in this material nature. Although this is the world of matter, but there is some matter that function in a way which is diametrically opposed to the characteristics of matter. Matter is inert. Everything that is material, by nature, it's inert. But we, you and I, although our body is made of matter, we are living. We are conscious. Matter is inert, we are conscious. Why? Because of the presence of the spirit soul. So understanding of that spiritual reality is the purpose of brahmachari life, the training. Don't become absorbed in this body, but learn to become situated in your spiritual identity. This body is simply an object of guna and karma. The functioning of this body is pertaining to guna and karma. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. And as a result of that, the body will have some pleasure, some pain. Pleasure and pain, fame and infamy, this will come and go according to the karmic reaction. But to become situated in spiritual platform means to recognize that the body is only a vehicle and the soul is the person. Dehi nashmin jatha dehe. जय श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय। जय श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी की जय। जय श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की। देही नश्मिन जथा देही, देह एंड देही। सो अ ब्रह्मचारी लर्न्स टू डिस्क्रिमिनेट बिटवीन दीज टू फैक्टर्स, देह एंड देही, body and the soul. So body is the covering, bashangshi jirnani jatha vihaya. This body is bashangshi, bashan or dress. Sometimes this body has been also identified as a machine, Jantra Rudhani Mayaya. But the machine is inert matter. The dress is the outer covering. But who is the real person? The real person is the soul. So in Vedic culture one gets that training. And that's why when a person after proper brahmachari training entered into household life, he could become a perfect householder, because he has already been trained up with this understanding. Otherwise, there is a possibility of getting attached to the body and things pertaining to the body. So in the Vedic culture, one learns that from his childhood. At the age of 6, he would be sent to the Guru's ashram, and there he would learn Brahmachari Guru Kule Vashandantam Gurarhitam. In the house, in the abode of his spiritual master Guru Kule, he would learn this art of becoming situated in one's spiritual identity. And then he would enter into household life. And when already one has become free from his material attachments, when he has become free from the bodily designation, then he can perfectly execute his household life. And then comes the third stage, retired life. At some point when he will see, okay, now my children are grown up and my body is getting old, I have executed my household responsibilities, so now let me retire. And even the kings would retire like that. And when he would retire, he would not just retire from his service, retire from his job, and sit in his house, in his easy chair, reading newspapers and watching TV. That is not the Vedic standard of retired life. Vedic standard of retired life was, leave everything behind and go to the forest. Therefore it's called Banaprastha, Prasthan. Departure for the forest. And of course in the age of Kali, Prabhupada pointed out, in the age of Kali it is not possible for anyone to go to the forest, because they are not accustomed to forest life. People who have all his life lived in the cities, for him to retire in the forest is not going to be possible or practical. Therefore, go and join an ISKCON temple. That is the modern day Banaprastha life. Yes, forest, go to the forest. Leave home to go to the forest. Which forest? Vrindavan. This is a special bun. Vrindavan, the place where Krishna lives, All Krishna's temples are situated in Vrindavan. But of course, in those days, like here we can see, Bharat Maharaj, what did he do? He left home and went to a forest on the bank of Gandaki River. There he made his tapovan. Tapovan, in the forest, he will create his arrangement for tapasya, austerities. And there he would perform his Ashtanga Yoga. Prabhupada pointed out that Bharat Maharaj was practicing this Ashtanga Yoga, mystic yoga, meditating on the Lord, chanting his holy name. And Bharat Maharaj reached a very exalted stage of Bhava platform. Bhava is developing the transcendental emotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very, very exalted stage. When you check it, then we see most of us haven't even come to the Anartha Nibritti stage. We are still afflicted by so many anarthas. What is the progression? Ado Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Atha Bhajana Kriya, then Anartha Nibritti. Anarthas are Nibritti, cessation of anarthas, no more anarthas. Lust, greed, anger, illusion, pride, envy has become completely removed from the heart. The heart is now completely free from these anarthas. Lab, puja, pratishtha, kutinati, pratishthasha, etc. Desire for distinction, adoration and profit. So these are all anarthas. Lust, greed, anger, these are the anarthas. Nibritti, the heart is now free from that. Then only we become situated in the platform of Nishtha. From Nishtha means steady. At that time, one becomes very, very steady in his devotional life, in his spiritual life. Fixed up, steady. Then comes ruchi, taste. Ashakti, attachment. Then comes bhava. Experiencing the emotions, spiritual emotions for Krishna. And then comes prema. And this prema pumartha mahan, this prema is the ultimate goal of life. And the ultimate purpose of our ultimate spiritual achievement is that prema. Bharat Maharaj almost reached that prema stage. But he had a very unfortunate slip, fall down. One day when Bharat Maharaj was meditating on the bank of Gandaki River, then he saw that a deer was drinking water, becoming thirsty. And close by there was a lion, and as the lion roared, the female deer, doe, which was pregnant, out of fear it jumped, tried to cross the river by jumping. And due to that untimely stress, she gave birth to the baby deer, and baby deer actually fell on the water and was washed away with the waves, with the current of the river. and that mother deer fell down on the after jumping due to this strain and accidental miscarriage, sort of, she died. Bharat Maharaj took pity upon that baby deer and rescued the deer calf, and started to tend that motherless orphan baby deer. And in course of time, Bharat Maharaj became so attached that his spiritual life was, spiritual practices, even at such an advanced stage, started to become affected. There's been this Sandha Vandanadi. In the three specific times of the day, a spiritualist performs some special activities. Early in the morning, when the night turns into day, in the middle of the day, when the sun is in the middle of the sky, and in the evening, when the day turns into night. These are the three conjunctions of time, sandha. And at that time, one specifically makes his effort to become engaged in serving the Lord and glorifying the Lord. Vandana Adi. Glorification and special service to the Lord. It became neglected. He stopped those activities. And gradually he even forgot about the Lord because of his attachment to the deer. He would always be obsessed with the deer. And irony that a person who left everything, his kingdom, his family, his opulent situation, left everything, and now he has become attached to a baby deer. Although he left everything, but he now became attached to the deer, so much so that the entire purpose of his living, his kingdom and retiring into Banaprastha life is completely lost. And Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport that this is how strong Maya is. At the same time, Prabhupada also pointed out that actually through Bharat Maharaj, Krishna is teaching us something. Bharat Maharaj is used as a model. Is used as a model to teach us, role model to teach us a lesson. Just as during the battle of Kurukshetra, he used Arjun to speak Bhagavad Gita to give us some, to teach us some lesson. So here also he is teaching us a very important lesson. What is that lesson? Be very, very careful about Maya. Don't underestimate Maya. And then Bharat Maharaj was so attached to him that he would always be concerned about the deer, because in the forest the situation is very dangerous. There are many ferocious animals that could attack this baby deer. He became so attached that when he would go to the forest to collect flowers and fruits and wood for sacrifice, etc., then he would take that deer along with him. Sometimes he would carry the deer on his shoulder. Sometimes he would sleep with the deer resting on his chest. He became so attached. And here we are seeing that sometimes if the deer, when it grew up a little bit and started to go into the forest, he would become so concerned that he would develop this kind of mentality. He started to think, oh, did it leave me because I was neglectful? I did not treat him properly. Did he leave me because of that? Or is he going to come back again? So this is how deep the attachment can be. People develop attachment to various objects. That attachment is due to the love in the heart. Wherever we develop our love, wherever we repose our love, we develop attachment. It can be a beautiful woman, it can be children, or it can be just an innocent animal, like a deer. And we can see the irony of the situation. The king of the entire earth planet left everything behind, becoming attached to a deer. And in this way, Krishna is reminding us, and Prabhupada through his purport is reminding us, be very, very careful. Be very careful not to develop attachment to a wrong object. Yes, attachment should be there, but what should be the right attachment? Love must be there, but what should be the object of love? Love is there in our hearts. Everybody is dying to offer that love to somebody. But where this love should be offered, that's the art of knowledge, wisdom. Where it should be offered? To Krishna. If we offer that love of our hearts to any other object other than Krishna, then we are running the risk of falling down. Meaning coming back again. And how, what happened to Bharat Maharaj? He left his body thinking about the deer. Jang jang bapi smaran bhavam tajat tante kalevaram. As one leaves his body thinking about whatever is the last thought, whatever one thinks at the time of death, accordingly he gets his next body. Sada tad bhava bhavita. He gets his body accordingly. And what will be our last thought? Now the question is, what will be our last thought? Is it just an accidental happening? No. Wherever our deepest attachment is, wherever our deepest love is, that is going to be the object of our last thought. So, from this, we learn such a beautiful lesson through Bharat Maharaj's. But Bharat Maharaj was very, very fortunate. Due to his exalted position, although he got a deer body, but he was Jatismar, he remembered his past lives. He remembered how he fell down due to his attachment to a deer. And now he is born in a deer body. Therefore, this time he didn't want to take any risk. He left his family. As a child, left his mother and went to the place where the sages were residing, in Pulaha Ashram. The ashram of Pulaha. Pulastha Pulaha, one of the first sons of Lord Brahma. And there, he would just sit down and listen to the saintly personalities discussing about Krishna. And in this way, he spent his life, a life of severe austerity also. Even as a deer, he was performing austerity. As a deer, naturally the deer like soft green grass, But he would not even indulge into soft eating soft green grass. He will simply take dry leaves that has fallen from the trees. And in this way he would spend his time, life. But then next life he became a pure devotee, Jara Bharat, born in a Brahmana family. Anyway, that episode will come afterwards. So the point is that through this episode, we are getting to know how careful we have to be when we are practicing spiritual life. When we adopt spiritual life, our main focus should be to develop our attachment to Krishna over and above everything else. Krishna consciousness means being totally absorbed in Krishna. How will that absorption take place? How will that absorption happen? That absorption will happen due to our love for Krishna. Don't we naturally become obsessed with the object of our love? When we love somebody, we simply think about that person. A young boy loves a young girl, what does he think of all the time? He only thinks of the girl. The mother loves her baby. What does the mother think of all the time? The baby. So this is how the natural obsession of the mind comes from development of our heart's love. But by Prabhupada's mercy, today we know where that love has to be offered to. If the love is offered to Krishna, then that will be the cause of our freedom from material bondage and achieving perfection of our existence. But if that love is offered to anyone else other than Krishna, then that love is going to be the cause of our bondage in the material nature. So the bottom line is that the bottom line of the spiritual understanding is simply that. Always think of Krishna and never forget him. And that will happen only when we develop our love for Krishna, genuine, heartfelt love for Krishna. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question or comment?
Hare Krishna. Had Bharat Maharaj not neglected his spiritual life and cared for deer, was that advisable? Was that okay? He started neglecting his spiritual life because of deer. If he could not, he didn't ignore someone.
The sound is not very clear. So speak a little softly, slowly.
If Bharat Maharaj didn't ignore his spiritual life, so and still cared for deer, was that advisable for him?
Well, rather I would ask you, is it advisable to practice spiritual life and at the same time take the risk of developing attachment to a deer?
But that time deer also needed him. He would have died.
Well, the thing is that, certain duty can be performed or executed, but very carefully. You see, ultimately, Krishna consciousness is to see everything in the light of Krishna. Right? With Krishna, in relationship to Krishna. Yes, the deer could have been taken care of, with the understanding that this deer is a also a part and parcel of Krishna, and it needs my help, but not at the cost of giving up his attachment to Krishna. You get the point? And the thing is that material nature is so strong. Through this example, we are seeing that unless we are very cautious, there is a possibility of developing a wrong attachment. And again, good point that you brought up actually. So that is why we have to always be in the association of devotees. Unfortunate thing is Bharat Maharaj was alone. Can you imagine if Bharat Maharaj was surrounded by a group of devotees, then what would have happened? The devotees would have told him, Bharat Maharaj, what's happening? You are neglecting your spiritual activities for the sake of this deer. Please don't do that. That is why it is so important, especially for us in this age of Kali, to always remain in the association of devotees. You remain in the association of devotees, you'll be safe. If you're not in the association of devotees, then yes, you can execute your duties or responsibilities. Like here, naturally, an honest person, a kind-hearted person, seeing the deer in that situation, the deer calf in that situation, would feel compassionate and rescue the deer and give it the necessary support. But the point is that one has to be very careful that while giving that support, one doesn't forget Krishna. Right? Krishna consciousness actually teaches us that we can do anything with Krishna in the center. In Krishna consciousness, one can become a householder, no problem. But recognize that your house is Krishna's house. Your family is Krishna's family. That is a Krishna conscious household life. Hare Krishna. Yes. The mic.
Thank you for the wonderful class. In the verse it says that because Bharat Maharaj was very noble and he had very noble qualities, so he was feeling responsible that he did not take care of the deer, and that is why, you know, the deer lived. So sometimes in our life we may come across a situation where they're like mundane, normal social customs and the sense of responsibility, we have to lead a role according to the social norms. And on the other side, we have our spiritual life. So, you know, like, devotees have to set the right example also, and they have to, you know, set the right example to the society. But it may lead to a little slackening or, you know, a little lower standard of spiritual life sometimes. So what should be the,
Well, different devotees will be situated in different platform, no doubt about that. And that's why in spiritual life we need constant guidance. Like, we may not understand where we are and what is our level of advancement, but the senior devotees, they can see where we are, and their guidance therefore is so essential. And they will guide, you know, according to our necessity, especially, you know, our spiritual preceptors, you know, Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus. And devotional service actually means acting according to the instructions of the Gurus. It's not a matter of we deciding, because when we leave it up to ourselves and decide ourselves what we should do, then we run the risk of being guided by our minds or making the mistakes. Therefore, the safe course of action is consult with the senior devotees. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Okay.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Thank you for wonderful class. Like, how we can overcome from anarthas as early as possible?
How can we overcome the anarthas? Good point. What is the stage before anartha, nibritti?
Bhajana kriya.
Bhajana kriya. What is the meaning of the word bhajana kriya? Bhajana kriya means accepting a bona fide spiritual master and acting according to his instruction or their instruction. Right? So when we act according to the instructions of our spiritual masters, then we become free from anarthas. You see, in simple words I can say that if you are allowing your mind to guide you, then you run the risk of making mistakes. You run the risk of increasing or cultivating your own anarthas. But if you allow a senior devotee, an advanced devotee of Krishna to guide you, then he knows how to properly direct you. And that is how you become free from the anarthas. Right? Therefore, it is very, very strictly advised that always remain in senior association. Always remain under the guidance of your Shiksha Guru and Diksha Gurus. Not only we should not think that only I'll take the guidance of my Diksha Guru. No. You have to see the Shiksha Gurus also, those who are there to guide you. Especially in an institution like ISKCON, where there are so many wonderful associations available. Yes, since the mic is close to you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Don't you think that devotees who are doing seva in ISKCON Goshala are running the risk of remembering cows at the time of leaving the body, perhaps?
That's a very good go brahmana hitaya cha. The goal of spiritual life is to serve the brahmanas and the cows. The devotees and the cows. Yes. If one leaves his body thinking about a cow, that's very good. Then probably he will be elevated to the spiritual sky as Surabhi cow.
Hare Krishna.
By Krishna's mercy. There are some questions there.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Most of our desires.
What's that? Most of our desires, yeah.
Are stored in the subconscious part of the mind.
Subconscious part of your mind.
For which even our conscious mind may not be aware. We are carrying forward our desires from many births, unfulfilled desires.
Okay, got your point.
So which are stored in the subconscious part of the mind. So yeah. At the time of the death, that person remembers Krishna and leaves the body, but still some desires, secret desires are still lying in the
subconscious. Okay, I got your point.
So what will be the fate?
I got your point. Whether subconscious or conscious or unconscious, it's all product of mind. So don't depend upon your mind, but allow the devotees to guide you. That's the first consideration. Don't develop your desire. Find out what is the desire of the devotees and function according to those desires. Then you'll be on a safe side. And then on top of everything, our objective, our goal should be that at the time of death we can leave our body surrounded by devotees. Then even if our mind may go haywire, Right? But the devotees will bring it back to Krishna. By chanting, by making all those arrangements. So, you see, ekaki amar nahi paye bol. Alone, I don't really have any ability to be fixed up in Krishna consciousness. I need the help of other devotees. Therefore, always remain in the association of devotees. That's why association of devotees is so important. And remain in the association of devotees in a humble state of mind. Not just physical association. You know, proper attitude of being submissive and reverential to the devotees.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sir,
yeah.
Hare Krishna. Durvasa Muni was a liberated soul.
Who?
Durvasa Muni.
Yeah.
So why he was getting angry so easily and why he was jealous of King Ambarish?
Okay, if you go into the scriptures, then you will see Durvasa Muni at that time was more inclined towards yoga, not devotion. And this yoga or this kind of spiritual cultivation increases one's pride. One becomes very proud of himself. And that's why Durvasa Muni became angry when he felt that he hasn't been properly honored. He was neglected by Ambarish Maharaj. Right? And you know what happened to him, do you? He became angry and he cursed Ambarish Maharaj. He tried to destroy Ambarish Maharaj. And as a result of that, the chakra, the disc of the Lord came. The disc of the Lord always protects the devotees. So the disc of the Lord chased him, Sudarshan.
Sir, my question is whether in a liberated condition also such affinity.
No, at that stage he was not. He was in a Brahma-bhuta stage, but not a liberated stage.
But he has reached up to the kingdom of God.
Yeah, but he couldn't stay there. He went there, but he couldn't stay there. If he was liberated, then he would have stayed there. He wouldn't have come back. Okay?
Thank you. Hello.
Maharaj, did Bharat Maharaj fell down because of reaction of his some past karma, just like Sobri Muni fall down because of past karma?
Even if it is, it's not up to us to judge. Such an exalted personality, it's not up to us to judge. Rather, Prabhupada is pointing out that we should rather think that Bharat Maharaj is being used by Krishna in such a way in order to teach us some lesson. Right? So we must learn the lesson. It's not our position to judge him. Oh yeah, he did something wrong in his past and as a result of that, he fell down. No. When one suddenly takes shelter of the Lord takes care of him. And then whatever happens to him is simply the divine arrangement of the Lord. Because he is using him as an instrument in his hands. So, I'll end now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.